All right, now, ladies and gentlemen, it's a good time to bring in the guy who will be all wet on Sunday morning, Pat Pagano.
And tired to and boot.
Well, you know, we've got a big, we've got a lot going on this weekend. Norfolk, weekend in Norfolk, winter weekend in Norfolk is Saturday and Sunday. Let's talk about that.
I have a big weekend too. 26 people will be here tomorrow evening, and I think about 7 or 8 staying at the hotel. Joining them for brunch Sunday afternoon, at which time I hope the rain will have stopped. Prior to that, it'll be a sunny to partly cloudy day today in the mid-40s. Clear tonight, mid-20s. Sun will mix with clouds Saturday, mid-40s. Saturday night after midnight, rain will develop. It could start as a little bit of a wintry mix, but no big deal. The rain will be heavy at times by Sunday morning, and especially during Sunday morning, heavy rain. In the afternoon, it'll begin to taper off. Would not surprise me that by 2 or 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon, you'll get some sun, bringing the temperature to 50 to 55 degrees, and it will be windy. Then the other side of the storm on Monday, sun and clouds with strong, gusty winds.
Are we going to have wind advisories on Monday?
Oh, yeah. The wind gust on Monday, 50 miles an hour.
Wow.
Yep.
Did you say 50?
50.
Yep. Guess I should put my umbrellas away, huh?
Oh, you won't need an umbrella on Monday. No, unless you want to be Marshall Poppins.
I'm talking about my umbrellas on the back deck.
Okay. Yeah, that would be a good idea. That would be a very good idea. And it was incredible. This is a very anomalous storm. And yesterday, a couple of times, our movie client from Malibu Beach called us. They had to keep on shooting because of snow in Malibu, California. It snowed in Vegas. This storm will take off of the Great Lakes. It will bring blizzard conditions from the plains into the Great Lakes tomorrow. Severe thunderstorms, tornadoes for the lower Mississippi Valley. And for us, it'll be heavy rain late Saturday night into Sunday, followed by heavy wind on Monday.
Now, what does the rest of the week next week look like?
Monday and Tuesday look okay. Wednesday, Thursday, there'll be a chance of some snow or mixed precip. It doesn't look like a major event. And then colder weather for late week.
All right, so the weird up and down winter continues.
It sure is, boy. I mean, who in their right mind would forecast snow for Malibu, California? I know I didn't.
Well, of course, there's no climate change, though.
There's no climate change.
I mean, now you can say, you know, all these videos of tornadoes and the hurricanes where you actually see what's happening. Yes, now with modern age, you can film a lot, and so you get to see a lot more. But still, the hurricanes are stronger. The thunderstorms are more frequent and more dangerous. The tornadoes are bigger than they ever have been. All those points. But when you point really to something like snow in Malibu, California, or Las Vegas,
right?
And you get the idea that, come on, there's something going on here, because you add these things up over 10 years. Things that you haven't seen happen as much in the past 10 years as the previous 10 years. And that's when you get to know that there's something going on. It's not just a one-season thing.
Well, that's true. The biggest question here is it cyclical? Which I still believe it is. Meaning that, you know, the cycle could last for 20, 30 years. And then change again.
Oh, there's definitely the climate cyclical. Hey, look at all the things from the Christmas Carol that was originally written. There was a lot of snow in London.
Right.
When it was written. Right. That wasn't a dreamscape. That was because that was the reality. There was a lot of snow in London back then. So yeah, I think the Earth goes through cyclical things, but what's not cyclical is every year thunderstorms, tornadoes, and hurricanes.
Yeah, it's getting worse and not better,
Get stronger. Get stronger. And there's more strong, more strong storms.
Well, remember what I said a couple of years to you, a couple of years back, I said to you, the extremes and now the norm.
Yeah, that's the whole thing that really points it out.
Right.
So that's that. So now you're all set with the movie. Now this weekend, not only do we have weekend in Norfolk, okay, winter weekend in Norfolk, so that means they're going to get Saturday in without any big problems.
That is correct.
Which is nice. Yes. Because Saturday we have yard sales for the Weebatuck Drama Club, which is being held at the Legion Post in Millerton. We also have a really cool event which is coming up at the Sharon Playhouse. And we also have Pat, and this is really amazing. And this is why I'm glad we've got good weather on Saturday. The Sharon Women's Club have their 15th annual chili dinner at the firehouse. The chili is unbelievable, and I make good chili, if I do say so myself. But their chili is unbelievable. But also, listen to this, Pat, and I'm glad people are, when's it going to start raining on Saturday night?
After midnight.
All right. There's a cool thing going on at the Sharon Playhouse on Saturday evening, and we'll be talking about it in detail next hour. Different high schools, the Arlington High School, Housatonic Musical Theater Society from Housatonic Valley Regional High School, Pauling High School, Stissing Mountain High School in Pine Plains, and Weebatuck High School. Now, we cover the area for Housatonic, Pauling, Stissing, and Weebatuck. All these high schools are putting on drama shows, right?
Right.
Well, on Saturday night at Sharon Playhouse at the Bach Gallery for free, all these high schools are getting together, and you're going to be able to see excerpts from the shows.
Oh, that's nice. It's like a preview.
It's free. Hello Dolly, Freaky Friday, Rip Van Winkle, Guys and Dolls, and Annie. And it's free. And it's all your kids. It's all your grandkids. It's your brothers, your sisters. And you can see snippets of it for free. I think this is and it's at 6:30 on Saturday. I just think it's a really cool idea.
It is. Years ago, they used to do something similar to that. But I remember we're talking years ago, up at the Cape, when you used to go to Provincetown, they used to have I think it was like maybe on a Tuesday night. I can't remember what night it was, or Friday night. And on the boardwalk, you would go, and they would have all the performers from all the shows, the singers, the jazz musicians that were all around the Cape area, they would perform. And, of course, they would tell you, such and such. Let's say Eddie Bell is going to be at the Frontier House every Friday and Saturday night. They bring her on. She performs. She sings. She does what you want. Yeah, the crowd would. And you would get a great idea of the shows that were around and what you wanted to see.
We'll be speaking with Sarah Combs in the next hour talking about that. But back to the weather now. When do you see our next chance for major snow? Well, I'll put it differently. When do you see our next chance for major snow, sleet, and freezing rain and rain?
You said major. I don't think the Wednesday, Thursday event is going to be major.
Okay.
Whether the models are right for next weekend, it's horrible. Yesterday they were showing one thing, today they're showing another. This is all that new American GFS, yeah. And there's the whole private sector is getting together and almost petitioning the fact that they should not replace our GFS model just yet, because that other model is just not performing the way it should.
Well, will the government listen to you? That's the question. Come on, you have an idea. The answer is no.
No.
They're going to go ahead and do it anyway.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Because they're going to do it in the late spring, okay? The changeover is going to be in late spring.
No, March 20th.
March 20th. Well, still, that's late enough in the season where if they blow some forecasts, who cares? Except for meteorologists.
Well, but you know as well as I do. March 20th to April 15th, mm-hmm. You could get paralyzing snowstorms.
Oh, yes. You're absolutely right.
I mean, they don't last long, but the fact is like, who would want to miss that?
Yeah, they're wet snow. And so
as far as forecasting, yeah, that's my point.
Yeah. Well, keep petitioning away, you guys, because that's the only, that's the only way you're going to get action.
Let's see what happens. I'll keep you posted if I hear anything.
Or send a letter to the president.
I'll keep you posted if I hear anything.
Hey, have a good weekend. Have a good party. Have a good premiere.
Thank you. Thank you. We'll talk about it next week, Marshall.
On Tuesday, we'll see you.
You got it.
All right, Pat, take care.
Bye-bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.